We all stand for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You for Your many blessings to us. We thank You for this privilege of gathering together again to celebrate another Lord's Day. We just pray that everything that is done or said might be to Your honor and glory. We just pray that You might bless the ones that minister to us in song, might bless the word as it is brought forth, and just pray that You might bless each one that is here, that it might be an encouragement and a blessing. We just pray for those that are gathered together this morning that are being persecuted for Your name's sake. We just pray Your blessing on them in a real way. We just want to commit this service to You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to extend a welcome to each one this morning. Welcome to our home folks and visitors. It's good to have you all here with us. For a devotional this morning, if you want to turn with me to Psalm 103. It's a very familiar passage. You can just listen to. I'm not going to read the whole passage. The first 8 verses and then dropping down to verse 17. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, and His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is plentiful, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, and that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You know, prayer is the breath of life. It's by prayer that we come in touch with God. It's by prayer that we let the Holy Spirit into our hearts. You know, the man who doesn't pray cuts himself off from God. Prayer is essential. The Bible talks much about prayer. The New Testament says, pray without ceasing. Now, the book of Psalms is a book that calls us to praise. The last words in the book of Psalms sums it up. It says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. All creation praises the Lord. And the psalmist says here in the first verse is, all that is within me, all the powers of the mind, the powers of the heart, all the mental gifts and capacities, all the possibilities of love and service should bring praise to Him. Every power, everything that we have. You know, praise is the highest function in life. You know, think of some reasons. The psalmist gave us some reasons here to praise Him. He says, He forget not all His benefits. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know, these are only a few of the benefits that God bestows. The New Testament says that we can be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know, why is it so easy to complain when we have so much to rejoice about? You know, there are some people that seem to never be content. It's a habit that's done, even in the most perfect circumstances, they find ways, things to criticize or things to complain about. You know, the only thing that will really change that is a new heart, born again with a contented spirit, a praising heart. You know, then they'll see the roses instead of the thorns. Remember God's mercies, remember His benefits. You know, how does your thermometer read? Does your praise and thanksgiving equal your requests and beseeching? You know, the person that lives with a song on his lips is a blessing to everyone. The emblem of the Christian life is light, and light means joy, peace, praise. Can you imagine Christ with a long face? I can't. You know, His face radiated joy and peace, I believe, to all. Christian joy is always lovely. It makes everything brighter and sweeter. It's a wondrous inspirer of life. Does all that is within us bless the Lord? May the Lord bless the service. Turn it back over to you.
Blessed are they, trust in the Lord. Blessed, yes,
blessed are they.
Blessed are they.
Praise to the Lord,
shining star of grace.
Guide us, O Father, along your way.
Took the law.
Of thy great power may move. Charity. be seated.
Oh, Lord, I am fondly
to mention that on the last verse, we're going to ask the chorus to come up. Dead to the world would I be, O Father, dead unto sin, alive unto thee, crucified all the earthly within me, emptied of sin and self.
Forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, live in glory.
glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story, tell a story there on high. There with my dear Redeemer, there no more I'm for to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by.
My soul cries out, oh Lord, how long till my toiling ends and you call me home? Since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Is that the lights of home I see? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? Is that the lights of home? It's a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear the angels sing with harps of gold and a thousand strings. Earth holds no charm when I hear their song. Sweet Beulah Land, my own sweet home. Is that the lights of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the lights of home, that's the lights of home, is a welcome sight to me. My latest song. Fast.
Shine upon you
and be gracious.
And be gracious.